18 at 7 p.m. The Pledge of Allegiance this evening will be led by Assemblymember Roland Howell, after which if you remain standing for the invocation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the opportunity we have to serve this community. We ask that Thy blessing be upon this meeting, that the decisions and discussion we have there this evening will be best for the community and the people, and in Thy keeping. With these favors and blessings we ask for in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We have one ceremonial matter this evening. It's a certificate of service for Patrick Mayer for his service and dedication as a member of the Wrangell Medical Center Board from September 2016 to June 2018. And Mr. Mayer isn't here, so you pass that to the clerk so she can give it to him. Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Silver?
Here.
Howell?
Here.
Larrabee?
Here.
Decker? Powell?
Here.
Prasanka?
Here.
And Mayor Jack?
Here. Persons to be heard. One person to be heard, Laverne Lawrence. If you come and state your name for the record, please.
Hi, Laverne Lawrence. I live at 4.2 Somalia Way. I'm here to request from the City Council, I need a toxicology report done on my husband and I. We live beside the Byford junkyard and all the contamination that's been there over the years and in the process of the last 6 years of it being removed. We've been exposed to so many things and we're having health issues, and it's under our advisement from our doctor that we get a toxicology so we can eliminate if any of the contaminants out there are any of our problems, or we need to go down another road. So I am here to ask the council to consider paying for the toxicology for my husband and I. The total cost of that is $804 for each. And that would answer some of the questions and health issues that we are having. I will say that the state has done a wonderful job of keeping us notified on what they're doing, when they're doing it, making sure of our safety. Brett Woodbury has been great. I can't say enough for him either. I think our problem really lied before the state got involved, when Carl Johnson was the city manager and he let Randy Oliver on the property. It was my understanding there was an agreement that he was to be there only for 6 months. He was not to do any digging, any dumping, any burning. And from day one, that man did anything and everything he wanted to do, and Carl Johnson did absolutely nothing about it. I was on the phone with Carl on a daily basis telling him that he's out here digging. The fire department had to come out 4 times and put out fires. The police were called I don't know how many times of different situations at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning with Randy Oliver and his crew. I'm not even going to go there as to what that was all about, but in the process of him letting Randy do whatever he wanted, a lot of those contaminations were diverted to our property, and we didn't have any other place to go, so we had to stay there and live through all of that. I had only asked Carl to do what he was supposed to have done, and that was to make sure that Randy did not dig stuff up or dump stuff or burn stuff, and that didn't happen. It was a constant war and a battle with Carl, and I got absolutely nowhere. And now I'm at this point that the state has paid for the cleanup of that. The city has not had to put a dime in to that, as far as my knowledge. So for somebody from the city to put out $1,600 for us to be tested, I don't feel is a wild request. I think it's maybe a little bit of a responsibility on the city, because no one ever took us in account, and I'm talking about the city, and I do blame that on Carl Johnson. I'll go to my grave thinking that. So that's my reason for being here, is for you to consider paying for the toxicology for my husband and I, so we can find out what's going on, because my doctor is at a point that they don't know where to go unless they have this information, and they can rule out different reasons. So there I am.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I just wanted to say that Laverne is aware of the fact that the Assembly is taking this matter up under executive session tonight, because it has the potential to impact both the financial and legal aspect of the city at some point. So
I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand
It'll
that.
It'll have to be discussed with the attorney.
Yeah, and I understand that, you know, but I would like to be able to rule out some reasons for all the health issues that we're having that our doctors cannot explain, and all the tests that they have run have not given them any answers. So that's where they're at the point of do a toxicology, let's see what your levels are at, and go from there. So we don't have insurance. I'm sorry, we're poor people. We don't live off of welfare. We don't beg for money. I just really feel that the city should step up on this one, and that's how I feel.
Well, thank you for your information.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Amendments to the agenda. Anyone have an amendment to any of the agenda items?
Do we need to remove, Mr. Mayor? Respectfully, I think we don't need this executive session for discussion of the healthcare cap.
That's correct.
Correct.
We do not.
So we can remove item B on the agenda for under the executive session.
We'll be addressing that on Thursday.
No objection to that? Conflict of interest. Does anyone have a conflict of interest on any agenda?
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor. Can we ask the gallery to not discuss things, please?
You can just call her out if you like.
Thank you.
Thank you. Conflict of interest. Does anyone have conflict of interest on the agenda item? Consent agenda.
Move to approve the consent agenda as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? A vote, please.
Oh, yes. There is an item on C, item C, for the city manager. There's the PILT underpayment. It refers to the letter from our DC lobbyist, mm-hmm. and I think it's item number 7 on that letter from Gilman and O'Kelly.
Right.
And it refers to the PILT underpayment and that we have to submit a form. We have to be active in submitting the form.
You're talking about for the class action lawsuit?
Yes.
That's been done. I did that. I got an email and hit submit like the minute it came in, so that's been done.
Excellent.
Yep.
Thank you.
And I have confirmation email in return for that.
Great.
Yep.
Okay.
Nothing further. Oh, well, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Persunka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Borough Manager's report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have a couple of items to add to the written report that you have there. The first is I am extremely happy to report that there were 134 total kids here in Wrangell that participated in the summer reading program at the library, which I just find to be an astounding number of young people participating. They wrapped things up with a big pool party on Saturday, and I think there were between 100 and 110 children at the facility for that, so that's pretty exciting stuff. And I want to provide congratulations to Officer Rick Roshan. He has accepted a position as the Hoonah Chief of Police and will be unfortunately leaving us here in Wrangell, and I just want to wish him good luck, and he'll be departing his position with the city in about 2 weeks. So we wish him the best of luck in his new position as chief.
Mr. Mayor, through the chair.
Yes.
So we've lost Rick Roshan. My understanding is Officer Wolf is returning to Petersburg, I've heard rumor of.
That I am not aware of.
Okay. And then we still have a 7th to hire.
That's correct.
And we lost Bruce to the promotion. So are we at the potential of being 4 now?
So Bruce is still an officer within the department. So
He's doing regular cruises?
That's my understanding, as necessary, yes. Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Could you keep us abreast of how that situation is going?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I certainly will.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Give me just a moment here to make a note. Just a friendly reminder, we're going to be having an executive session this Thursday at 5:30 p.m. to go over the healthcare solution here in Wrangell. And then we need to also have a special meeting next Tuesday. We need to do that so that we can take action on first reading of all of the ordinances related to the healthcare aspect. And then the plan still at this point is to vote on the 28th of August on the asset purchase agreement, the lease, and second reading on all of the ordinances. So that's the schedule right now. The final thing I wanted to add is that the assembly had asked what the status is based on the notification that came out that Medicaid had overpaid many facilities and providers around the state, and we're looking for reimbursements for that overpayment. And I've checked with Robert Rang a couple of times on that, and checked in with him again today, and also checked in with him again today on the request from the assembly to provide a revised budget based on the new Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement rates that the state announced just after that would be taking place with the new fiscal year. And Doran Hammett will be in town next week and should be available to provide both of those items to me so that I can report back to the assembly, and I'll do so when I have that information. And I think that's all I've got to add to my report, unless anybody has any questions. Attached to the borough manager's report is the water report, capital facilities and public works report, snack shack, and then the borough clerk is going to hand out copies of the nuisance abatement draft ordinance. It's 13 pages, so please don't try to read it now. the reason that I've given this to you in draft format early rather than bringing it to you as first reading is this is a wholescale change from the way the code is currently written and adds a number of different items to it, and I really would like to know what your tolerance is for growing the scope of things and the process that's laid out. fair warning, as I mentioned when I gave you the initial my initial rundown on this, I did model this mostly after the code that I wrote in Valdez, but I've checked with the codes of a number of different communities, and Petersburg's code is, I'm pretty sure, modeled after Valdez's as well, but they've made some changes that I like a little there. It just seems to be a little bit more finessed. So I may take some of those changes that Petersburg, what I think are upgrades that Petersburg has made, and make those additions in here, but they wouldn't be hugely substantive enough. But I'd like your comments and your feedback on this. So if you could just please email everything to the clerk, and then she'll compile everything and get stuff back out to you and to me as well, that would be great.
How big is our old code in this matter?
It's probably only 3 or 4 pages.
Can I get a copy of that old code too?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay.
Of course. Yeah. It was in a previous packet, actually. I did hand it out. So if you have your previous packets on there, you can look at it, but I'm happy to make you a paper copy if that would
I'd
be
like
easier.
A paper copy.
Okay, you bet.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, a couple of things on our water, again, that I found interesting talking along. Our consumption of water is at 882,000 gallons per week of July 22nd. Again, showing a reduction. I'm assuming, again, that is the production is the same, or is the plant lower?
If I could speak, they're only running one shift this year, trying to, instead of two. They usually run 24/7, but they're only running one shift this year, so.
And as of today, it's my understanding that Trident is closed for the season as well.
And that was due to poor return?
That's correct. Lack of fish. I get my understanding was, I think, from Mr. Meisner, they were taking one more 200,000 pound.
That's
what what's that?
That's my understanding as well, yep.
The sea level is still running then?
That's my understanding.
Okay. A second thing I noted on the report just for Amber is that the values are exactly the same for the week of July 20th and the week of August 7th. So unless there was an amazing, I just like to follow along. So what happened, I think somebody just doubled the numbers. So if we could fix that for the next report. So when we get
between July, what is it, July
20th? So the July 30th on our historical average, on our historical numbers, July 30th was 1,007,000 gallons, and August 7th was exactly the same. So that's not true. There was some mistake there. The other thing I had, Mr. Mayor, is are we working? I noticed on our lobbyist that Congress appropriated $220 million for the salmon disaster, the Pink Salmon Disaster Assistance Program, and that roughly we're hoping to see
$10 million
here. Are we lobbying to ensure that the community receives its fair share?
We are. It's been a little while, but Carol and I had an initial conversation about this and are going to be working on it. I am remiss, though, in not having either myself or directed someone to be proactive and get a hold of the state. We have not received any notification from the state yet as to what their process is to submit information. So we need to be more proactive about that.
Definitely would like to see us there.
Absolutely.
And we are a fishing village, and we need to see our fair share coming to our community. The second thing is under the EAS, Essential Air Service, it would appear that Republicans have moved to defund that as a whole, and we go through this routinely, but this is a little bit greater concerted effort, and I would like us to make sure that we're staying in touch with our delegation and ensuring that we are raising this in terms of the economic disaster that it would be for our community if we lost our essential air service status.
Would I